Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 26, His pardon. Then He said to her, "Your sins have been forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Luke 7 verses 48 and 50. We excused ourselves and went to a separate room in the house. As a minister, I was about to anoint a man with oil, as instructed in James 5, verses 14 and 15, asking God to heal him if it was His will, and to provide His peace no matter the outcome. Privately, he discussed with me things that he had done in his youth, which he knew were against God's will. Then he proceeded to tell me that he was in total peace because he knew that God had forgiven him his sins through Jesus' sacrifice for him. He passed away a few months later in complete peace. There is a direct relationship between God's pardon and His peace. Many people live their lives carrying a heavy burden of shame and guilt, while God has offered us forgiveness through the merits and in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus suffered in our place, the core proclamation of the Christian church is repentance for forgiveness of sins in His name. Yet many choose to live under the shadow of regret and remorse. In the story found in Luke 7 verses 36 to 50, we meet two main characters, a Pharisee and a sinner, an immoral woman. The Pharisee had invited Jesus to dine with him. But the sinful woman came to Jesus with an alabaster vial of perfume to anoint His feet. This provoked a dark thought in the Pharisee's mind. If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. Luke 7 verse 39. Jesus then told him a parable of two debtors, highlighting the woman's actions as an act of love in response to the great forgiveness that she had received. Jesus not only accepted her gift of love, but also addressed her directly, publicly proclaiming her newly found wholeness. "Your sins have been forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Luke 7 verses 48 and 50. Even if you have been a public sinner and everybody knows about it, God's pardon offers you peace and wholeness in the place of shame and despair. He has paid the price of your sin at the cross. Therefore, go in peace.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!